Founders and investors gear up for a SaaSocalypse. Cognizant shrugs off AI fears. Fractal delays foundation model launch due to a GPU crunch.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's get into the top startup and tech stories of the day and a breaking news coming right in. In a first, the government has expanded the definition of startups under the Startup India program to formally include deep technology or deep tech startups, creating a separate regulatory category for business built on scientific and engineering breakthroughs that typically require longer development timelines and sustained research spending. In a Gazette notification issued on Feb 4th, the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, or DPIIT, said startups recognized as deep tech entities will be eligible for benefits for up to 20 years from the date of incorporation, compared with the 10-year recognition window applicable to other startups. Again, the turnover ceiling for such firms have also been raised to about 300 crore rupees, while the limit for regular startup remains unchanged at 200 crore rupees. All right, let's get into our top stories. The big question doing the rounds in tech circles is this: the start of a SaaSocalypse, or a mix of SaaS and apocalypse, that's going around on social media. Now, founders and investors across the software services ecosystem are bracing for what many are calling an AI-driven reset. Now, as artificial intelligence moves rapidly up the software stack, there's a fresh reassessment underway about what survives and what doesn't. Let's deep dive into this. Now, the debate sharpened this week after AI developer Anthropic launched a legal AI tool that reignited concerns that autonomous AI systems could start replacing large parts of traditional software workflows. Now, Zoho founder and chief architect Sridhar Vembu on X added fuel to the conversation, saying markets are already turning negative on SaaS as AI-assisted coding becomes more powerful. He also argued that the industry was ripe for consolidation even before that AI wave gathered pace. Now, what makes this momentum feel different is how tangible the change now looks. Recent AI upgrades focused on coding can break down tasks, execute them to end to end, and improve continuously. Now, that raises question about long-term need for UI-heavy applications in the SaaS ecosystem. Remember, markets have also reacted quickly. Global SaaS stocks such as Snowflake and Atlassian have seen valuation resets as investors are reassessing long-term relevance. Now, investors who've put in money in the SaaS startups say that the abstract fears are turning concrete now. In fact, Together Fund's Manav Garg said consolidation was always expected, but AI automation has made the impact easier to visualize. So some founders say this is not the end of SaaS, but a forced evolution is needed fast. Now, the shift, they argue, is towards quieter, more autonomous systems that deliver outcomes rather than clicks, with pricing moving away from seats to measurable impact or outcome-based pricing. All right, next, a story that cuts against the AI anxiety narrative. Cognizant, the IT company, and employee bonuses is what we're going to talk about. While markets have been nervous about the future of IT services, Cognizant has taken a different approach. The IT major will pay 100% bonus to employees after entering what it calls the winner's circle 2 years ahead of a schedule. Now, this was revealed in an internal mail accessed by us at Money Control. The company linked the bonus decision to improved growth, margins, and productivity. Now, Cognizant said it accrued its highest bonus pool since 2018, signaling confidence in execution even as AI-led disruption dominates the conversation. Now, for the calendar year, the TNEC headquartered firm reported 6.4% constant currency revenue growth. That growth outpaced peers on a like-to-like basis, even after accounting for different fiscal calendars. The timing also stands out. The bonus decision comes amid fears that advances from AI players like Anthropic could compress demand for IT services. Now, Cognizant's leadership has pushed back on that idea, saying enterprise value from AI has not yet moved meaningfully beyond infra and tools. Markets will now watch whether this confidence holds through 2026 as AI adoption deepens across enterprises. All right, moving on. A GPU crunch is delaying a key AI launch. So we're talking about Fractal Analytics that has pushed the launch of its large reasoning model under the India AI mission to August 15. Now, the IPO-bound enterprise AI firm was earlier aiming to release the model by the end of 2025. Co-founder Srikanth Velamakanni said the delay is due to the company not yet receiving the allocated chips needed to train the model. Now, in simple terms, the compute is not in place yet. So Fractal says it is continuing research and development, but training a large model requires a significant number of GPUs. The company is, for some background, the company is developing a 70 billion parameter healthcare reasoning model. This is designed to support use cases such as medical diagnosis, personalized treatment outcomes, and drug discovery. So unlike large language models that generate text, large reasoning models are built to solve complex problems in areas like mathematics, science, and medicine. Now, as part of the India AI mission, Fractal is expected to receive government support worth around 120 crore rupees, which includes access to NVIDIA H100 GPUs. The company is eligible to receive up to 1,400 chips a month for training. So this comes at a very important moment for Fractal. The company is also preparing to list on stock exchanges on Feb 16, aiming to become India's first listed AI firm. The IPO price band has been set at 857 to 900 rupees per share, valuing the company at around 14,450 crore rupees. All right, finally, a big tech is doubling down on AI spending. We're talking about Google's parent Alphabet that has said it plans to nearly double its capital expenditure in 2026 as competition in AI is intensifying. So all stories today are about AI, but very significant. Now, the company expects to spend between $175 billion and $185 billion in capital expenditure or CapEx next year, compared with $91.5 billion that it spent last year. So the company's CEO Sundar Pichai said the investment is aimed at meeting customer demand and capturing growing AI-related opportunities. Now, this follows a similar signal from Meta last week. Facebook's parent said it expects CapEx of around $115 billion to $135 billion of investment in 2026, almost doubling its spending last year. So speaking of earnings, YouTube's total revenue also surpassed $60 billion in 2025. Now, that figure, which includes YouTube's ads and subscription income, underscores the rapid growth of Google-owned video platform in recent years. Now, just to add a comparison, YouTube's rival Netflix reported about $45.2 billion in revenue for 2025. All right, hope that was helpful. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.